all of our animals here are rescues in one form or another. Either they were wildlife that was injured or imprinted and they could not be released back into the wild, or they were confiscations, pets that were being held illegally, or they were wild exotic animals that came from other facilities that had to close or had a surplus.
So some of these animals are rather interesting. Could you tell us a little bit about, for instance, the Bengali tiger that you acquired, how you gained some of the very different animals that you have at the sanctuary?
Yeah, Cassie the tiger actually came to us from a zoo in Nebraska. We had recently lost our male tiger, Samson, and our director heard about a zoo in Nebraska that had to close, and Cassie and her two brothers were all slated to be euthanized because they could not find homes for them. So she drove to Nebraska with her husband in the winter with a horse trailer and three tiger crates and loaded all three of the tigers up and drove them back to Arizona. We kept Cassie here at the sanctuary, and her two brothers actually went to Keepers of the Wild in Valentine, Arizona.
So there are quite a few animals like that at the Heritage Park Zoo. Tell me a little bit about some of the other animals that you've gained.
Well, it's one of those things where we never know what we're going to get. 2 years ago, we received an influx of baby bears. We received 5 baby bears during the year, all within about a 2-month period, and we hadn't received any rescued bears since we received Shosh, our large male, about 19 years before that. So it was just kind of strange that all of a sudden we were getting all of these baby bears, and we were able to keep one of them because, of course, baby bears do grow up into adult bears, which are much larger. So we did only have space for one adult, but we were able to find permanent homes for the other 4. And then last year we received 2 more baby bears that, you know, of course, we triaged and held for game and fish while they were investigating the circumstances of them being orphaned, and then they moved on to another facility where they were given a forever home. And so we really never know what we're going to get. We get calls all the time about rescues, especially this time of year because a lot of animals are having offspring. We get a lot of calls about baby birds and baby bunnies, and what we try and do is educate the public. You know, we will take in any animal that really needs to be rescued. With the case of baby birds that fledge out of the nest, a lot of times they don't need to be rescued because the parents will continue to feed them on the ground until they're able to fly on their own. Same thing with baby bunnies. You know, the mother will actually leave the nest for long periods at a time to feed because she doesn't want her scent to attract predators to the nest. And as long as the babies, their eyes are open, they are able to fend for themselves. So we do try and educate people about, you know, what animals really do need to be injured. Obviously, if you find an animal that has an obvious injury to it, or you know that it's orphaned and unable to take care of itself, please give us a call.
So also, this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first year that the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary has had a summer zoo camp. Is this the first year, or has this happened before?
It's been going on at least 10 years, probably even longer than that. I've only been here for about 5, so I know it's been going on since I've been here. What it is, it's a week-long day camp, and children from ages 6 through 12 come out to the sanctuary, and they get a much more up-close and personal experience with the animals than they would get on a normal visit here to the sanctuary. So they'll actually get to do some of the work that the keepers would normally do. So they'll go in and help clean enclosures and prepare diets for some of the animals. They get to feed some of those diets out. They'll prepare behavioral enrichment for some of the animals, which is just something to kind of, you know, entertain them and stimulate the animals' natural instincts. So they'll do things like they'll make pinatas to hide the animals' food in that they have to get out. Since it's warm during the summer, they make a lot of frozen food treats for the animals. We like to call them fruit sickles. They'll take a big bowl and fill it full of fruit and fruit juice and freeze it and then give that to the bear. They get to meet a lot of animals up close and personal, so we'll actually bring animals out to the children to meet up close. They get to do crafts that teach them about the animals and their you know, physiology, things like that, as well as their behaviors. And then they also get to do hikes, too. We are lucky enough to be right next to Willow Lake. And so at the end of camp, they will hike down to the lake and have lunch next to the lake and get to look for wildlife down by the lake that they have learned about here at the sanctuary. And we have 6 weeks of camp starting June 9th.
All right, so how can a parent register a child?
You can go online and download the registration form there, and that website is heritageparkzoo.org. You can also call us to register over the phone, and that number is 778-4242, or you can just stop right by the sanctuary and sign up in the gift shop.
All right. So we have been speaking with Heather Patrice Brown of the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Okay, not a problem.